and Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke. For if thou refuse to let them go, and wilt hold them still, behold. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more for ever. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. But the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy oliveyard. And if it appear still in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a spreading plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And Moses said unto them, Stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunne, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou, moon, in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. But as for the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burned none of them, save Hazor only. That did Joshua burn. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. And they said, Arise, that we may go up against them. For we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are ye still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, Bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on, But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of God. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did to you and to your fathers. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. If they say thus unto us, Tarry until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place, and will not go up unto them. Then Saul said to David, Blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things, and also shalt still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Howbeit he refused to turn aside. Wherefore Abner with the hinder end of the spear smote him under the fifth rib, that the spear came out behind him, and he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still. So Joab blew a trumpet, and all the people stood still and pursued after Israel no more, neither fought they any more. And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him in all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And Absalom answered Joab, Behold, I sent unto thee, saying, Come hither, that I may send thee to the king to say, Wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still. Now therefore let me see the king's face, and if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And the king said unto him, Turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood still. Mesa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, He removed Amasa out of the highway into the field, and cast a cloth upon him when he saw that every one that came by him stood still. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria? And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by whirlwind into heaven. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall under the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die. But the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places, save that the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burnt incense still on the high places. Howbeit, the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burnt incense still in the high places. He built the higher gate of the house of the Lord. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And he sought Ahaziah, and they caught him, for he was hid in Samaria, and brought him to Jehu, and when they had slain him, they buried him. Because, said they, he is the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart. So the house of Ahaziah had no power to keep still the kingdom. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in the high places, yet unto the Lord their God only. And from above the gate of Ephraim, and above the old gate, and above the fish gate, and the tower of Hananeel, and the tower of Mia, even unto the sheep gate. And they stood still in the prison gate. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause? Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. For now should I have lain still and been quiet, I should have slept. Then had I been at rest with it stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes, there was silence, and I heard a voice saying, Though he spare it and forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth. When I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more, I said, Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. That he should still live for ever, and not see corruption. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. Thou didst cause a judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose. For all this they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous works. A song or psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and sought out, and set in order many proverbs. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and has smitten them. And the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. The Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For every one is an hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh, and they together shall be against Judah. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Be still, ye inhabitants of the isle, thou whom the merchants of Zidon that pass over the sea have replenished. For the Egyptians shall help in vain, and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this, their strength is to sit still. I have long time holden my peace, I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman, I will destroy and devour at once. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defenced cities, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God hath put us to silence, and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, The Lord hath said, Ye shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, No evil shall come upon you. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him, those will I let remain still in their own land, saith the Lord, and they shall till it and dwell therein. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. If ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you, and not pull you down, and I will plant you, and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. O thou sword of the Lord, how long will it be, ere thou be quiet? Put up thyself into thy scabbard, rest and be still. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls, and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And there was an enlarging and a winding about still upward to the side chambers, for the winding about of the house went still upward round about the house. Therefore the breadth of the house was still upward, and so increased from the lowest chamber to the highest by the midst. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation, at the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees, and said, We have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still, and is at rest. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that that is broken, nor feed that that standeth still. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat, and tear their claws in pieces. And Jesus stood still, and called them, and said, What will ye that I shall do unto you? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And Jesus stood still, and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus abode there still. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still.